Are you an indie author that has been using the Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing platform and are looking for alternatives? Would you like to see about expanding your brand to other avenues beyond Amazon.com? Well, you're in luck because today we're going to be talking about four options worth considering in these KDP alternatives. Stay tuned. This is Self-Publishing with Dale, where you'll learn to publish books that sell and build an unstoppable author brand. And before we get into things, I want to tell you that today's episode has been brought to you in part by the DIY Publishing Course Unlimited. Visit diypublishing.biz/podcast and use the coupon code PODCAST for 10% off lifetime access to the DIY Publishing Course. Again, head on over to diypublishing.biz/podcast. All joking aside and all kidding put off, you know, on the shelf for later on here, folks, I got to tell you that the DIY Publishing Course is quite possibly one of the things I've been most proud of in this whole self-publishing business. I've really pulled out all the stops and I've tried to deliver as much value as you could possibly get. You will be hard-pressed to find any other online course quite like mine today. And it continues to grow and it continues to have new content, updated content, and relevant content. So do yourself a favor. Get yourself enrolled today. It sounds like my refrigerator is ready to get enrolled. It's getting all fired up. It's like, hey, you know what? We got some ice here. Why don't we go ahead and make this a party? So head on over to diypublishing.biz/podcast and use that 10% off code to get lifetime access today. So here we are. We're going to talk about the KDP alternatives. I've said this till I'm blue in the face, but inevitably, there's always somebody that comes up to me, and this is kind of like either A, they ask me, like, dude, why isn't there anything else out there other than Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing? Or someone comes up and they're like, they tell me about one of these other alternatives. Isn't it fantastic? I've been talking about this for a few years now, but that's okay. I'm not trying to down talk to you here or anything else like that. I want to just kind of give you a great overview of alternatives for you to consider because, listen, folks, I've always been the person trumpeting that you should be diversifying your author brand. If you just go on one platform and continue to upload there all of the time, you are just setting yourself up for potential heartache. I just recommend that you diversify things. Yes, KDP is probably one of the biggest self-publishing platforms in the world today. People are making millions upon millions of dollars on the regular, and we're very thankful for that. But there's also other platforms making billions of dollars as well. And I'm going to talk about four of them. These are the ones I call the big four. You're not going to hear too many people call the big four alternatives because everybody's too busy talking about Kindle Direct Publishing. I'm going to tell you about these big four. And these ones pull in millions per year. And unfortunately, if you want to see a lot of the author earnings, there's actually a website called the Association of American Publishers. They actually give a lot more details about the actual earnings per each one of those things. Unfortunately, the link eludes me right now. And there actually used to be a website called authorearnings.com, but they've since closed up, which kind of stinks because they gave some really great information. But so there's these alternatives. Before I start to tell you, move over to these platforms or spread out to them, I just kind of want to let you know that, first of all, A, we're going to be talking about self-publishing in general, be it ebook, print book, and audiobook. So with that being said, you need to kind of understand that some of them have those features, some of them don't. And if you have an ebook that is enrolled in KDP Select, you must understand that is a 90-day exclusivity agreement that you've made with Amazon. In the event that you don't fulfill that 90-day agreement and opt out of it, and you try to publish on another platform, you're going to get in some really hot water. I know Derek Murphy had actually shared that one time he ended up getting his account suspended because he'd accidentally left one of the books published on some just random, like, small site. And Amazon discovered it, and they came in there and were like, and by the way, a really good content creator, folks. If you ever get the opportunity, go check out Derek Murphy on the on YouTube, and also I think it's creativeindie.com, it might be. Fantastic gentleman. He leans heavily in favor of fiction, but a lot of the information he's going to give you is just really solid, and he's very transparent. So I just wanted to kind of just preface a lot of this information, because I don't want anybody coming back and saying, oh, I went and published over on Google Play. I already kind of gave you guys one there. I already published on Google Play, and Amazon banned me. Yeah, they'll ban you if you're not agreeing, sticking to the agreement that you made with the distributors. So in any event, let's get on into it. So we're going to start out with number one, Apple Books, formerly known as Apple iBooks. Apple is it's an interesting little beast here. Apple does not like Amazon for obvious reasons. It's kind of weird, and I'll tell you why here. If you were to try to upload the same content that you already did for Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing with Amazon-specific links, Apple will reject it, because they do not. They are vehemently against Amazon, so much so that if you put the word Amazon or Kindle or anything related to Amazon within your book, even if it has context, they'll push back, and you actually have to get a hold of somebody within their headquarters and say, okay, yeah, actually I wrote a book about the Amazon, not actual the website, or I'm talking about Kindle for a Fire, you know, Kindling, you know. And it's so strange, but Apple Books is probably the top of these four that I'm going to tell you, because they're starting to really branch out, especially over into audio. Now, the one thing they don't have yet is physical print books. I foresee that Apple could potentially add this. Now, you notice I'm being wishy-washy about it, because I'm not entirely sure on this one. You know, Mac is very technology-centric, so obviously downloadable audiobooks make sense to them, and ebooks make sense to them. Print books, maybe or maybe not. So it remains to be seen. They at least are really going all in when it comes to that. The other area that I found very interesting, this is the part that I said that I'm like, this is the weird part. Apple iTunes, or in this book, audiobooks, in this case, audiobooks, they actually have an agreement with ACX, an Amazon company. ACX, Audiobook Creation Exchange, has distribution to Audible, Amazon, and Apple iTunes, which is just the weirdest thing to me, because you can probably end up getting away with saying something like Amazon or Kindle through audiobooks. So it seems like their human vetting process is not quite up to par when it comes to their audiobooks, because otherwise they probably would have snuffed out numerous books that were going through ACX. I don't know. I don't see. I don't know where it's, you know, there's that disconnect. So maybe the head's not talking to the hand. It's could be the same situation where Amazon's growing so fast they literally sometimes don't know what one department's doing over the other. So Apple's probably the same way. All right, so Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing alternative number two, Barnes & Noble Press. Now, you noticed I had that little extra something, Barnes & Noble Press. Yeah, it actually used to be Barnes & Noble Nook, and then they call it Barnes & Noble Nook Press, and now they call it Barnes & Noble Press, just period. Now, Barnes & Noble currently, and if I just say Barnes & Noble, just assume I'm saying Press. Barnes & Noble, it's and by the way, all these alternatives, free to upload, free to use, and the royalties are pretty competitive when it comes to Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing, I say, with the exception of the latter choice, and I'll talk about that one last but not least. But with Barnes & Noble Press, you have two ways of publishing. You can do ebook or you can do print book. Now, their print book offerings are pretty freaking amazing. I really like the hardback books. I was a huge fan of it. It was a pain in the rear end when it came to actually formatting the cover for it, because I thought, oh, okay, well, I'll just take the format that I did for the paperback and just have my designer, you know, just fit it to those specs. No. The bleed's a lot different. The spine's going to be a lot thicker. Okay, so they rejected it. So I said, okay, grab the specs. I send it on over to them. They send it back to me. I'm like, oh, this looks great. It's awesome. They rejected it again. And I'm going, what the heck is going on here? They brought up the fact that the color scale was not RGB. It was actually CMYK. And I'm like, what? I don't know what any of that means. So I sent that over to the graphic designer again. I'm like, hey, look, they want CMYK. I don't know what the heck this means. Could you just look at their entire specs? Thankfully, this actually was the folks over at the Urban Riders, Marco Motino, former guest of my show. He actually owns and runs Urban Riders, and I grabbed their covers through them. They were so cool about it. Like, honestly, they worked through the entire process, and we got the cover dialed in, and Barnes Noble finally said, yay! Sad news is this, is I never actually took the time to actually optimize the listing according to Barnes & Noble, doing the keyword research, blah, blah, blah. I haven't drawn a single dime there. And it should be noted that each of these alternatives distribute to their respective platforms. It's not like they aggregate out, okay? So I'm not talking about aggregate publishing like Drafted Digital or Published Drive. Big shout out to Published Drive and Adam Friday Woods. Adam Woods is such a tremendous guy. I'm just talking about these individual platforms. So it's just going to that one. So yeah, I haven't drawn a dime on this Barnes & Noble Press. I also did a couple of no-content books. And honestly, I think I need to take a little bit of time and actually study the platform and start to dial in a little bit more of the ad copy according to Barnes & Noble. It probably would do a lot better. Okay, Amazon alternative number 3, Rakuten's Kobo. Ooh, man, let me tell you about Kobo. Kobo is starting to make a lot of noise. They're starting to make a little bit of, you know, racket over in their end of things. In fact, over the last year, they developed a little bit of a relationship with Walmart.com. In fact, if you go to a physical Walmart store, you will actually start to see a full section for Kobo. And Kobo has distribution kind of similar to what Apple Books does, in that they just kind of focus on ebook and they focus on the audiobook portion. I haven't seen any direction yet for print, but if Walmart's involved, chances are pretty likely print might eventually come into the works, because, folks, print's here to stay. People are still we're material animals. We need to have those materialistic things, and print books are going to be something that I have a feeling to stay around here, at least until we run out of trees. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make some type of a political statement or anything else. But, you know, it's true. But Rakuten's Kobo, they're really starting to get themselves stand out amongst these four, these alternatives. I have yet to really dabble into Kobo outside of utilizing them through the aggregate publishers I previously mentioned. But stay tuned to them. I see them becoming innovators in this business, and they could really start to leverage themselves and their attention in a way that really will grow understanding of the indie author community and also self-publishing in general. Amazon alternative number 4. Now there's a good reason why I saved this one for last. Google Play. Oh, the almighty Google. Google's probably listening to me right now. They're probably reading the transcript and saying, oh boy, here we go. Let's get ready to go ahead and blackball this guy. I've got good things and I got bad things to say about Google Play. Google Play, first of all, just handles ebooks. And to my understanding, they do a little bit of audio too. I have not tested that avenue yet, but I'll tell you, I'm really happy about Google Play. I probably didn't start dabbling in Google Play until about a couple of years ago by way of the now defunct company called Pronoun Publishing. Now, Pronoun was owned by traditional publishing giant Macmillan Publishing. And they were just bleeding money. They were putting this platform up 100% free of charge. Like, they weren't collecting any kind of royalty on the back end. Well, that's a recipe for disaster. You can't be benevolent in this business. You got to at least collect some percentage if you're going to aggregate out for indie publishers. I mean, that was good of them, but ultimately it spelt their demise. So, in any event, that's where I discovered Google Play. Now you're probably saying, but Dale, Google Play has been around for years. Yeah, that's actually true. Google Play has been around for years. The issue was, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to kind of be anecdotal on this one and maybe paraphrase some of the situations, and correct me if I'm wrong on it, I apologize. Google Play was actually open a number of years ago, and everyone and their mother was going to any indie publishing platform, just going crazy, and this is during the Kindle rush. The problem was they weren't vetting any of these works that were coming in. So a lot of people were, of course, jumping in on public domain, and they were also stealing other people's work and uploading it. And The unique thing about Google Play is the way they index things. Of course, they index it through Google. And so you know how you have see inside with Amazon? Well, it's the same thing works like that for Google, but they actually will index. That means make that content that's within the, you know, the look inside type feature for Google Play, they make that content searchable online. So this is really cool for getting yourself discovered. In fact, I discovered like my chest and arms workout plan. This was a couple years ago. I put it through Pronoun Publishing. It was just selling like hundreds of copies. I was like, what the heck is going on? This does not do nearly as well on Amazon. And it's just crushing it, like stupid numbers. I'm like, oh my gosh. So that's when I started to study and I found out that they were indexing a portion of my book. And I think it might have been like the first 10% of the book. Now, you're probably going, but Dale, that's not a big deal. No, no. Okay, so everybody starts to force themselves in here. And eventually, like, Google ran into an issue. And they were putting out people's publications without consent, without getting that copyright approval. And there was, like, some million-dollar lawsuit, like millions of dollars, that the indie publishing, or excuse me, the publishing community in general, not just indie publishing, came in and sued Google because they were just willfully giving away people's content 100% free. You want a book? Here we go. Here's a book for you. Here's a book for you. So they said everybody out of the pool. What they did was they shut down Google Play Books access to it. They allowed some of the people that were kind of on, you know, minding their P's and Q's, they allowed them to keep their accounts. In fact, actually, my faithful assistant and awesome WordPress extraordinaire, Ava Fails, had a Google Play account. I remember I used to tell her, and she's like, I got a Google Play account. I still have it. And I was like, really? Wow, that's awesome. And, you know, for the longest time, she was going to offer to kind of let me utilize it. But then it was right about the time that Pronoun started to kind of go the way of the dodo bird. And I just was like, God, there's got to be a way I can get in here. Because I'm the type of guy that I got to figure out a way. And it just so happens that Google Play was like, hey, you can get in. They literally just, it was almost like they whispered it out to the world. That they were like, okay, we've got access open, but it's only open to a limited number of people. They might even still have that landing page. If you go to search up Google Play Books or how to publish to Google Play Books, you'll probably pull that up, and it has a pretty neat, like, you know, vector art type stuff on the landing page. And essentially, it's a fairly intuitive process getting signed up. And you can go ahead and get an account, 100% free to use. Now, here's the part that I'm going to go, Now, I'm going to tell you I have no knowledge of how to get the audiobooks on. But I can tell you that the ebooks is... the user interface, not the greatest. There's the first thing I need to kind of say is Google Play's books is just not the greatest. And the next thing is 55% royalty on your ebooks. Oh yeah. Okay. And you're probably going, well, that's not too bad. I get 35% on some of my publications over on KDP. Well, you can also get 70% on a KDP as well. And sometimes upwards of 80% in some platforms, but you're getting 55%. Okay. You're like, okay, Dale, that's good. That's not bad. You know, it's not as bad as, say, a traditionally published author who might get like 4 or 5% per, you know, for their royalties. Okay, yeah. Let's go ahead and put a pin in that for just a second. Google Play reserves the right to adjust your pricing anytime they wish. Isn't that crazy? You are no longer in control of your publication when somebody else dictates and determines what the pricing is going to be whenever they feel like it. And they won't tell you, they'll just do it. Now you might go, well, that's not a big deal. Because some of you might be thinking on KDP, sometimes they do adjust pricing on your print books and they do it to kind of just boost sales, but you still get the royalty you normally would get at your designated retail price point. So you might have $9.99, let's say they put it on sale for $6.99, you still get it at $9.99 over on Amazon. They still honor that agreement, not Google Play. They decide they want to drop your price, they're still going to pay you the 55% of that. Now, I think that's hogwash, in my opinion. That's why I kind of needed to save Google Play for last, because, I, you know, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Sure, it's nice to be brought up in the largest search engine in the world and the most used search engine in the world, but at what expense? I am an indie publisher. I'm an indie author because I like the ability. I like the fact that it lets me continue to be the type A personality that I am. I like to have full control over things. And I think some people probably could agree with me that being an indie author gives you the steering wheel. And as soon as you publish onto a platform, you say, well, go ahead and take that steering wheel. It's no longer your game. You just picked yourself up another 9-to-5 job. So Google Play, I'm calling you out. I'm telling you that that little policy, it's bogus. You need to get rid of it. So that's our big four alternatives when it comes to KDP. I definitely would love to know if you've published on this avenue before. Definitely get a hold of me via my YouTube channel. You can always follow me on over there on YouTube at Self Publishing with Dale, or you can even just give me an email at dale@selfpublishingwithdale.com. Those big four alternatives are just fantastic, and they're bringing in millions of dollars of revenue per year. So don't fall asleep on this. Don't sleep on them. You know, that's... You got Apple Books, you got Barnes & Noble Press, you got Rakuten's Kobo, or you can just look up Kobo, K-O-B-O. And last but not least, you got Google Play Books. You know, definitely consider those four alternatives and don't just keep yourself on Amazon KDP. You're doing yourself a grave injustice if you just continue to stay there and be like, oh, I just like Amazon. Yeah, just wait until Amazon doesn't like you back. And that's really the point that you're going to come panicking to me and going, what do I do? And I've had this happen before. Some people, like, they just had the rug pulled out from under them. They're like, what do I do? Here's the alternatives. I didn't know about that. Well, now you do. And hopefully you do too as well. And I hope that that situation never comes up to you. That's why it's best to prepare yourself for the worst and get yourself out to the most people that you can so you can build a large following and an author platform that will leave your mom blushing and proud of you. All right, so I just want to let you know again, of course, in closing today, the podcast is brought to you in part by the DIY Publishing Course Unlimited. Visit diypublishing.biz/podcast and use the coupon code PODCAST for 10% off lifetime access to the DIY Publishing Course. And also, subscribe to Self Publishing with Dale podcast on Apple Podcasts and leave a little review. It would be awesome if you did that for me. Yeah, that'd be great. In the meantime, and in between time, this has been Dale, Self Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you soon.